It's Katie.
Hello, Penny. How you doing today?
I beg your pardon?
Katie.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Kate, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not saying anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and you may stop participating at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. Would you like to participate?
It depends. What questions are you going to ask?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you may stop participating at any time you wish, okay? Just let me know. Are you speaking, am I speaking to the person that's on the list, Katie, correct?
I guess, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for presidents, Congress, or any other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote at all?
I will definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay. What is your age?
Old enough to vote.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Am I old enough to vote?
Oh, old enough to vote. Okay. Thank you so much. So would you say 18, probably more than 18?
More than 18.
Okay. All right. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
It depends.
Right. Well, but the options available I have right here are very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, right, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Just keep in mind that your opinions are totally confidential. Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on for the most. So for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 of how important of an issue this is for you to have them focus on. Okay. Use the 10 to the most important, 5 to somewhat important, and 0 as not important at all, okay? Making college more affordable? Would you think that's the
3.
In the skill? 3. All right. Thank you so much. Protecting our voting rights and democracy?
7.
7, okay. Banning tobacco products for adults?
0.
0. Improving
you ban the tobacco products, you're going to put farmers out of business, and then those families are going to become dependent on the government because
right.
They can't work. So they don't need to put the tobacco farmers out of business.
I understand. Correct. Oh, and improving kindergarten through 12th grade education?
7.
7, okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
7.
7, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
Disapprove.
Strongly approve? Disapprove. So you would strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means the total opposite, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Like you're in this case, you would be neutral, okay? You may use any other number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please just say so, all right?
Okay,
so Joe Biden. How do you feel with him? How comfortable with him, Sarah, okay? The tobacco industry.
100.
100, okay. The American Medical Association, or AMA. 85. I'm sorry. Republicans in Congress?
100.
100. Donald Trump?
100.
100, okay. So now, I'm gonna read a list of priorities that people think that the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is or should be for the FDA to be focused on, okay? Use 10 as the most important, 5 are somewhat, and 0 as not important at all.
And
okay?
Doing a survey. Well,
yes,
listen.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
So reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Do I agree that the government should be involved in that?
Yes, focus on the on the reduction of opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Okay, 10.
10, okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
5.
5. Preventing underage tobacco use?
7.
7, okay. So we already know that it's illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering
this... No, it's illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 18.
Right, for some states. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Just speaking, just generally speaking, okay, because on the federal laws is... under the age of 21. So considering this, do you have support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? The strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit? Somewhat more benefit?
Harm, because like I told you, you stop the sale of tobacco, then you're going to put farmers out of work, and that's not good.
Right. So much more harm, would you say?
If they banned it, yes.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government or are other issues? Okay. So other issues are more important right now, would you say, or should be a top priority?
Yes. Other issues.
Okay. So when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, okay? There's only two options, harm reduction and prohibitions. Harm reduction states an approach that focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products and provision states and approach that focuses on...
No, I don't like that one. Go to a different one.
Okay.
What's your other option?
The only two options are harm reductions and prohibitions.
Harm reductions or what?
Or prohibitions. Basically, just prohibiting the sale of tobacco use or just totally banning.
Okay, well, I'd prefer not to answer that question.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today for each use or for each one. Please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? So, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not all concerned, okay? An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned about this?
I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
Antonio.
Antonio, we have been on the phone for 11 minutes. That is more than any of my last conversations in the past 12 hours. I don't know
so
you
sorry,
that well.
Man.
This has taken way too much time. But I appreciate all that you're trying to do. That I've got to cook supper.
No problem. I'm just trying to collect data over here from the same community.
Yep.
Thank you so much for
yep.
your time.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you so much. Puta, se me fue la perra. Maje, like, when I started, like, asking questions, my mouth started getting dry. Maje, pues ni saliva tengo para hablar, ni el vergo pregunta que le hace. Como que trabalengua. Tabaco, mento, que no sé qué. Y esta mierda agua le echaste, man, porque ya no tenía nada. Ah.